one time. Come on. Down. How can I get next to these pretty girls when you got me jumping up and down? And I wanna bump and grind and get on down. Hold your body next to mine. Bump and grind and get on down. Hold your body next to mine. Grab one of these pretty girls and slow drag across the floor, just like we used to do back in 1964. Now, fellas, you know I love your music, but you just got to change the groove. Dance with all these pretty girls, put me in a sexy mood.
time for the band, everybody. One time for the band. We got time for one more.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is Lesbians in the Library. You know, the other day, I went to the library, and I noticed that there's more and more lesbians taking over the American libraries. Across America today, more women that work in the libraries are lesbians. Now, we know that lesbians are taking over the public schools, and they're pushing their homosexual lesbian agenda all across the world. All across America, and we know that now they're allowing lesbians to marry and have all the benefits as the traditional marriage between a man and a woman. But there's one thing that I noticed that these fat lesbian women are in the public libraries. They've literally hijacked the public libraries. I mean, these women with their butts so huge has now taken over the public libraries. And it's happening more and more of every public library that I go to, more and more lesbians are sitting there. My wife was at the public library and she heard two women talking about Valentine's and what they were going to give to each other. And clearly my wife, she said, I think these women are lesbians. And sure enough, I went to another library, and I see the library has only hired women, and these women are lesbians or man-haters, and they are sick and evil, and they're creating this control in the public libraries. And more across America, we have lesbians running everything in our libraries, in the public libraries. So I'm really getting sick and tired of lesbians, and every time I go to the library, I'm sick and tired of these lesbians looking down on me and my wife because we decided to have a traditional marriage. Lesbians are taking over the public library today, and just like lesbians are taking over the pulpit, it's really sick that these homosexual lesbians, this mindset is infiltrated into America. Now, the verse that is very interesting, a lot of these liberal Christians, these lesbians, they're using Luke chapter 17, verse 34. In Luke chapter 17, verse 34, it says, I tell you, in the night there shall be two men in one bed, and one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Now, in Luke chapter 17, 34, and you go to Luke chapter 17, verse 35, the Bible says, two women will be grinding together, the one will be taken, and the other left. Now, see, these lesbian Christians, and a lot of these women preachers today, that you see on television, they're lesbian preachers, okay? And they're totally anti-family, and these lesbians that have taken over the library, the public library, and the lesbians that are in the pulpit, well, they use these verses like Luke chapter 17, verse 35, two women will be grinding together. And see, the grinding that they use is this bump and grind. They believe that these two verses are sexual in nature. See, they believe that the two men in one bed are actually two men in one bed. And then they believe that the women are actually grinding together. That means there's sexual relations between the two women. So there shall be, the Bible says there shall be two men in one bed. Now obviously, a lot of people believe this is the rapture, if you believe in the rapture. But see, the lesbian and the homosexual agenda, they take these two verses and they use it to justify their evil life. Okay? And the truth of the matter is, these Bible verses do not mean the bump and grind. the grinding that you see, the women that are grinding, they're actually grinding corn together. They're grinding corn together, and they're not doing the bump and grind. I don't know how sick a society America has become, but you need to understand today that these men, the word men appears only in the King James Version, and in other versions it actually refers to two people. So the bumping and the grinding, the grinding actually means to make a meal or flour with a little stone handmills, as they still do in the East. So actually a quick study reveals that the word men is not even in the original text, just as the phrase two were in bed. So I don't know about you, but the truth of the matter is Luke chapter 17, verse 34, and Luke chapter 17, verse 35, a lot of these homosexual and lesbian preachers has justified their way of life in the church. And the truth of the matter is it's pretty demonic and it's pretty evil. And I'm here to tell you that the verse in Luke chapter 17, verse 34, I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken and the other shall be left. So two men in one bed has been very much taken out of context, that two men were actually sleeping together. And so the homosexual agenda uses these two verses to justify their life, when clear enough the Bible is totally against this kind of practice and this kind of lifestyle. And so when I go to the public libraries, I'm here to tell you, in America, these lesbians are taking over the public libraries. I don't know about you, but when you're sitting there at the table and you're reading a book, when you look over, when these women are touching other women's breasts in the library, it's got to be pretty disgusting, but it's happening all across America. There shall be two men in one bed. This verse in Luke 17:34, this is said agreeably to the time the night before mentioned, the being the time to be in bed, at rest and asleep. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and still suggest the security the people of the Jews would be in at the time of their destruction. The word men is not in the text. It is only there shall be two in one men, two in one bed, and may as well be understood of a man and his wife, since it is not so usual for two men to lie in one bed. And this, though rather more strongly, expresses the distinguishing providence of God of saving one and suffering the other to take in the loss. The words may be rendered, there shall be two upon one couch, that is, sitting together at supper, which was also in the night season. It was a custom of the ancients to sit upon the bed, the couches at meals, and they had a bed or a couch which held two persons only and was called a bisillinium or a bisillinium. So here, the Bible referring to two men in one bed actually means two people or two sitting on one couch. All right? So we see that verse Luke chapter 17, verse 34 and 35 is now being translated that it actually, people are believing it means sexual in nature. This is total lie from the devil. Now, you can't take the grind. The Bible says that two women will be grinding together, and the lesbians believe that two women are having intercourse together. And so they justify their lesbian lifestyle by these two verses, when significantly Jesus points to the fact that it is the day in one part of the world while in the night on another, and at the same time some are sleeping at night while others are working in the field, then God will come to His people all over the earth in one moment. Talking about the return of Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know about you, but it seems to me that these women, they weren't bump and grinding, but what were they doing? They were grinding in the mill. Yes, in a house where the mill was. These two women were grinding together. They were grinding at one and the same mill. And so the Ethiopian version here, two shall grind in one mill. It wasn't two women grinding together. They weren't doing the bump and grind. They weren't bumping and grinding. No, they were grinding in the mill. Yes, it was common for two women to grind at one handmill. And though the word women is not in the text, it is rightly put in the translation, since the word used is of the feminine gender, and since grinding was the business of the woman. You need to understand, back in the Bible's context, that the women, that they were the ones to do the grinding. They would go and grind in the mill. But that is not enough for this homosexual, this lesbian agenda. They love to take the Bible and twist it. They love to justify their own actions. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ condemns the behavior of homosexuality. It is wrong in the Bible, and it is clearly wrong. I don't know about you, but every time I go to a public library, there's some woman with a big fat buttocks that comes over the counter and says, and as she licks her lips, "Sir, may I help you?" And I'm sick and tired of these lesbians. I don't know about you and how they get these jobs at the library, but I know these lesbians are constantly have taken control, and they've designed their own web in the public libraries. And I'm afraid that lesbians are literally have taken over the public libraries across America. Oh, come on, somebody. They use the words and they justify their lifestyle, then let my wife grind. So they use different verses in the Bible. A verse for an example of Job 31:10. Pull out your Bible and go to Job 31:10 with me. May my wife grind for another and let others kneel down over her. So may my wife grind for another, then let others kneel down to her. So they take it as this guy's wife was having sexual relationships with another. Like, let my wife do the bump and grind. Let her grind with another woman. Oh, it's so sick and it's so evil. But the true, you need to understand today that verse did not mean the bump and grind. The verse did not mean sexual relation, which some understand literally of her being put to the worst of drudgery and slavery, to work at a mill or grind corn for the service of a stranger, and be exposed to the company of the meanest of persons, and to their insults and abuses, as we find such as were taken captives and made prisoners by the enemy were put unto. So Samson, in the Bible of Judges chapter 16, 21, he was put in prison, and what was he doing? Well, he was grinding. There was a mill. He was pushing a grind mill. And it may be observed that the grind and the mill, but see, Samson was doing the work of the woman. He was speaking of the work of the woman. And so, what would happen was, when Samson was grinding in prison, he wasn't doing the bump and grind. He wasn't doing the bump and grind. He wasn't doing homosexual acts. You see, once again, it was grinding the corn, not grinding in the bedroom, not doing the bump and grind. I don't know about you, but these lesbians, they take they use the Bible to justify these homosexuals their own behavior, which is literally sin, and it's against God's law. Oh, come on, somebody. If you go in the Bible, it's very clear in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22. And the Bible has a whole chapter on unlawful sexual relationships. And the Bible says, do not practice homosexuality, having sex with another man, as with a woman. It is detestable sin. You see, the Bible is very clear that says, do not practice homosexuality. But lesbians, they take this verse that two women were grinding, and they say they were grinding sexually together. Oh my gosh, when the Bible's very clear that they were grinding at the mill. Oh, come on, somebody. I know you're not listening to me today, but every time I go to the library, lesbians have taken over the library. And this is why we really need Jesus back in America, and we need Jesus in our public libraries. Lesbians have taken over our libraries, and this is why we need Jesus. I don't know about you, but my kids, when they went to the public library, there was a woman, and she was clearly a lesbian, and she would read the story about a sick story. I don't want lesbians teaching my children. Oh, come on, in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13, if a man practices homosexuality, having sex with another man as with a woman, both men had committed a detestable act. You understand that the Bible says that homosexuality is a detestable sin. It's a detestable act. It's very, very sick. Now, I don't know why lesbians have taken over the libraries. I don't know why in America that lesbians have taken over the library. But it's really nothing new in the Bible, because the Bible says that there in Judges chapter 19, verse 16 through 24, that there were men out in the street corners. Okay? And this old man came home from the work in the field, and he was from the hill country of the Ephraim, but he was living in Gibeah, where the people were from the tribe of Benjamin. And when he saw the travelers sitting in the town square, he asked them where they were from and where they were going. "We have been in Bethlehem in Judah," the man replied. "We are on our way going to a remote area in the hill country of Ephraim, which is my home. I traveled to Bethlehem, and now I'm returning home. But no one has taken us in for the night. Even though we have everything we need, we have straw to feed our donkeys and plenty of bread and wine for ourselves." You see, you are... So it goes on and says, "Well, you are welcome to stay with me," the old man said, "and I will give you anything that you might need. But whatever you do, don't spend the night in the square." So he took them home with him, and he fed the donkeys. And after they washed their feet, they ate and drank together. While they were enjoying themselves, a crowd of troublemakers from the town surrounded the house. They began beating on the door and shouting at the old man, "Bring out the man who is staying with you so we can have sex with him." Now, in the Bible, in the book of Judges 19 through chapter 19, 16 through 24, that society was so evil that men wanted to have sex with other men. I don't know about you, but this is the most disgusting thing that I have ever read, and I'm telling you, unfortunately, lesbians have taken over the libraries in America, and this homosexual act is now has went into our governments, which now we are passing laws, and it's sick, and it's the most disgusting, detestable act. So the old men stepped outside and talked to them. "No, my brothers, don't do such a what thing? An evil thing. For this man is a guest in my house, and such a thing would be shameful. Here, take my virgin daughter and the man's concubines. I will bring them out to you, and you can abuse them or do whatever you would like, but don't do such a shameful thing to this man." What did these men want to do with this guy? They wanted to have sex with him. They wanted to have sex with him. And very clearly, the Bible says this is such an evil act. Yes, this is the most detestable, unlawful of sexual. You see, there's God created a lawful sexual relationship. And this was very unlawful. And what was lawful was between a man and a woman. This was lawful sexual relation. When a man sleeps with a woman, this is the way God intended it in the institution of marriage. But this is what wasn't happening in that day. And I'm here to tell you, and today in America, we got lesbians taking over the library. We got lesbians on the pulpit. We got lesbians in our public schools. We got homosexuals running our government. We got, it's a really sick society America has become. You know, in 1 Kings chapter 14, verse 24, the Bible says it like this, and there were also male cult prostitutes in the land. And they did according to all the abominations that the nations that the Lord drove out before the people. So, also, in the Bible, there were male prostitutes. And if you study what goes on in our government today, you'll know that there are still male prostitutes going on. And this kind of sick, cultic practice is still happening in America today. And the Bible says in 1 Kings 14:24 that God drove out before the people, that this was all an abomination to God. And 1 Kings 15 through 12, He put away the male cult prostitutes out of the land and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. You need to understand that today there's a lot of pedophilia, there's a lot of male service prostitutes going on all around us. Some people that interviewed that worked for Hollywood, what would some of these actors say? That they were worried about what? All this pedophilia, all this cult prostitution, these male, and this is sick, and this was detestable in the eyes of the Lord. And so He called this an abomination. He called this a detestable act. He called this very evil. But here we have, and if you go back to Luke, you're going to see that the women, the lesbian women, they use a verse of Luke chapter 17, verse 35, two women were grinding together, and they call it the bump in the grind, that they were actually entering sexual relations. I'm here to tell you that the Bible in no way supports homosexuality in any way, shape, or form, but calls it an abomination. They call it it's an evil act. Matter of fact, it's one of the most detestable acts of God. Why? Because He made a man and a woman in an institution of marriage, and this should be upheld, and this should be honored. Now, I'm here to tell you that the Bible goes on. 2 Kings 23:7. He also tore down the living quarters of the male and female shrine prostitutes that were inside the temple of the Lord, where the women wove coverings for Asherah's pole. Now, here we have a church, or the temple of the Lord, where in the church they decided to build male and female shrines, these temples of prostitutes. So not only did the church become prostitutes, the church became whores, but the church built a shrine. So I don't know if you look at some of these churches in America today, we have a lot of lesbians, and the homosexual agenda has now infiltrated into the church. And so, what happened back in that day? Well, what did they do? They built the male and female shrine prostitutes that was inside the temple of the Lord. So, what did they do? They resurrected prostitution in the church. What I'm here to tell you is that your pastor, that woman that you see on television that has that really short hair, she's a lesbian. And all you women that are worshiping that woman, well, that's a lesbian. She is a female prostitute. She acts as a shrine. Oh, come on, somebody. I know, but every time I try to go to the library, there is a lesbian staring at my wife, just wanting to rip us apart. Oh, you need to understand that today, that America is one very cultic place because we have taken Jesus Christ out of this nation. And so, I'm here to tell you that the Bible, when two women were grinding together, they were grinding what? Corn. They were grinding at the mill. They were grinding at the mill. Yes, this was a common act. But if it wasn't enough, these lesbians and their agenda, they use other verses like Lamentations chapter 5, verse 13, where the Bible says that that young men bear the mill, children stumbled under the wood. That we, and what we have here is the disgrace of young men being compelled to do the work usually assigned to women or slave grinding at the mill. Also, we see the abuse of the children and they're being compelled to carry burdens too heavy for a child. So we have Samson when he was in prison, he was grinding the mill. Here we have that women were that slaves and women, and they were grinding the mill. They were grinding corn. I mean, this is what they did. So they weren't doing the bump and grind. I don't know about you, but when I went to the libraries all across America, I would like to stop at the libraries. Instead, I am approached with lesbians. I don't know why they like to take over the libraries of America, but the truth of the matter is lesbians are taking over the government. They're taking over the public libraries. They're taking over the schools. But I'm here to tell you that the Bible is totally against this kind of barbaric behavior. Now, in Romans chapter 1, verse 18 through 32, but God shows His anger from heaven against all sinful, wicked people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Yes, they knew God, but they wouldn't worship Him as God or even give Him thanks, and they began to think up foolish ideas of what God was like. As a result, their minds became dark and confused, claiming to be wise. They instead became utter fools, and instead of worshiping the glorious ever living God, they worship idols made to look like mere people and birds and animals and reptiles. So God abandoned them to do whatever shameful thing their hearts desired. As a result, they did vile and degrading things with each other's bodies. They traded the truth about God for a lie. So they worshiped and served the things God created instead of the Creator Himself, who is worthy of eternal praise. So, that is why God abandoned them to their shameful desires. Even the women turned against their natural ways to have sex instead of indulging in sex, having sex, and instead indulge in sex with each other. So here we have women that decided to stop having sex with their husbands, and they start to indulge having sex with other women. And then the men, instead of having normal sexual relationships with women, burn with lust for each other. Same thing that's happening today. Same thing that happens in San Francisco. The same things that are happening all across America. Men did shameful things with other men. The same things that happen in Judges. And as a result of this sin, they suffered within themselves with plenty they deserved. Since they thought it was foolish to acknowledge God, they abandoned them to their foolish thinking and let them do things that should never be done. Their lives became full of every kind of wickedness, sin, greed, hate, envy, murder, quarreling, deception, malicious behavior, and gossip. Yes, the truth of the matter is they became backstabbers and haters of God, insolent, proud, and boastful. They invented new ways of sinning and they disobeyed their parents. They refused to understand, break their promises, are heartless, and they have no mercy. They know God's justice requires that those who do these things deserve to die, yet they do them anyway. You need to understand something. That this behavior went all the way back to the book of Judges and Leviticus. The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 20:13, if a man practices homosexuality, having sex with another man, as with a woman, both men have committed a detestable act. God is not happy with the lesbians that are taking over the libraries in America. And God is not happy with this kind of behavior. But this homosexual agenda is now being pushed in our public libraries. It's now being pushed in our public schools. It's now being pushed in our government. But you need to understand, women. You need to understand, men, that there is an order in the family. And you need to understand, women, that this order is a divine order created by our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, if you go to the 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11, don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourself. Those who indulge in sexual sin, or who worship idols, or commit adultery, or are male prostitutes, or practice homosexuality, or are thieves, or greedy people, or drunkards, or are abusive, or cheat people, none of these will inherit the kingdom of God. Some of you were once like that, but you were cleansed. So here's the deal. That we know that the Bible, there was male prostitutes. They used to worship and idolize these male and female prostitutes in the church. Today it's happening in America. I'm here to tell you that lesbians have taken over the public libraries across America. And more, you can't get away from this homosexual agenda. But let's not forget what happened to Lot's wife. Lot's wife was turned into a pillar of salt as she and her family escaped from Sodom and Gomorrah. And it was because she looked back in Genesis chapter 19, verse 26, will you be caught looking back at what is left of this world? You see, the awesome reality is this. God will give us what we really want. When we really want the things of the world, God will let us have them for a while. But when we really want the things of God, God will also let us have them forever. The good news is that as people do want these things, even though they battle against the flesh regarding them, God will finish what He has begun. I'm here to tell you today that this grinding at the mill did not mean bump and grind. I'm here to tell you that God says homosexuality is a detestable act. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ can save you and restore your marriage. Jesus Christ can restore your relationships. And Jesus Christ can restore you. If you turn back to Jesus Christ, and if you start living the way of Jesus Christ, and following Jesus' laws and His divine order, Jesus can heal you and give you a brand new life. Yes, we really need Jesus back in America, and we really need good women back in America, and we need to get all these lesbians out of the libraries, and let's bring the traditional marriage back to America. And this, the only way is to bring Jesus. I'm here to tell you that Jesus would want you to be sexually healthy. And Jesus would want you to, He wants to heal your body. And Jesus wants to heal your nation. And Jesus wants to heal you. But in order, we have to get this evil, detestable idols out of what? The temple. The Bible says that what did they do? They put up these shrines of male and female prostitutes. And there was the sexual, they had detestable acts in the church. And it's happening today. There's such detestable acts in the church. And I'm here to tell you, until we bring Jesus back to this nation, we need Jesus back in the public libraries. We need Jesus back in the church. We need Jesus. I'm here to tell you that we need Jesus back in America. Oh, come on, somebody. It's time to bring Jesus, and we need Him now.
Down. How can I get next to these pretty girls when you got me jumping up and down? And I want to bump and grind and get on down. Hold your body next to mine. Bump and grind and get on down. Hold your body next to mine. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee.
pretty girls and slow drag across the floor, just like we used to do back in 1964. Now, fellas, you know I love your music, but you just got to change the groove. Dance with all these pretty girls, put me in a sexy mood. One time for the band, everybody. One time for the band. We got time for one more.